Halloween has passed, so you know what that means. You only have 3 more weeks to prepare for Thanksgiving. But until then, you can make the best of your weekends, and that's where we come in. We are all ready to see the chefs rumble at Sunday's Burger Brawl at Xfinity Live, but it has been rescheduled again due to the World Series. We'll let you know when they have a new date. If you're looking for something to do instead, head to the Black Tie and Sneakers Masquerade Gala at Live Casino on Saturday night. You can opt for the cocktail reception or the gala, which includes the cocktail reception. Kristen and the Noise and Snack Time are performing, and several of Philly's best chefs will be there offering up their best eats. We'll have those ticket details on our website, as well as the good cause the ball supports at whyy.org/things to do. It's Native American Heritage Month, where we celebrate the contributions of Indigenous Americans. Tonight, at the Woodmere Museum, there's a lecture, Lenape Hocking, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Adam DePaul, story keeper of the Lenape Nation of Pennsylvania, will share their experiences in the past and their plans for the future. The ticketed event starts at 6:30 p.m.
I do think of my career as a lifelong commitment, a lifelong profession. So, in order to do that, I knew that I could not be typecast, and I had to keep my chops in on stage.
Hollywood star Kathleen Turner is also sharing stories about her life and her classic films, including Body Heat and Romancing the Stone, and her one-woman show, Finding My Voice. She'll be at the Stockton Performing Arts Center in Galloway, New Jersey, on Sunday at 2 p.m. We've got more film in Philadelphia, where the 15th annual Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival kicked off this week. It's a hybrid festival that goes through Sunday, November 13th. All in-person events are being held at the Asian Arts Initiative, including screenings and performances. Those will be ticketed, but panel discussions held via live stream are free. No, you're not dreaming. The classic 90s hit movie New Jack City, it's now a play. It's coming to the Met Philadelphia for 2 performances, Friday, November 4th and Saturday, November 5th. The stage version, created by Jacarius Johnson, stars Big Daddy Kane, Tretch, Flex Alexander, and Alan Payne, who also starred as G-Money in the original film.
My brother, it's always business, never personal.
Showtimes are at 8 on both nights. There is something we can all agree on, and that's health and wellness. The Fairmont Park Horticulture Center is hosting a Move and Meditate session on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. in the greenhouse. It is ticketed, but includes free breakfast, so bring your yoga mats and all your stress for a healing session in a beautiful space. We don't expect anyone will be trampled by turtles there, but you can see the Minnesota-based band by that name at the Fillmore this weekend. They're touring in support of their latest album, Alpenglow.
Starting over ain't so bad. Not the home you thought you had. Amputated, heart to heart, burn it to the ground.
They'll also be raising money for a cause they are passionate about, the preservation of Minnesota's boundary waters. Their show is on Saturday at 8 p.m. We'll preserve the right to bring you more of the best of the weekend this time next week. Until then, we invite you to head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find information about artist Jeff Rivers' debut exhibition, Running Under the Moonlight. The opening reception at Thinker Makers is on Friday. And on our website, you can find showtimes for the classic musical Les Miserables, which debuted this week at the Academy of Music. We'll leave you with a little taste of the show. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.